sitting in for George Norrie. Welcome back. The image, the picture of the object from our remote viewing experiment is now up in the highlight carousel at coasttocoastam.com. There it is, the remote viewing experiment number 4, mystery object, an orange. And I guessed a grapefruit, so I'm quite pleased with my performance. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right. Douglas James Cottrell will stay with us into the second hour, and we'll get his predictions and prophecies and visions for 2022. Coming up next with Douglas James Cottrell right here on Coast to Coast AM. And we are back. Richard Serrett sitting in for George Norrie on Coast to Coast AM. Douglas James Cottrell is with us. Canada's Edgar Casey, trans clairvoyant, spiritual healer, teacher, published author, and remote viewer. And we just finished off with our fourth remote viewing experiment here on Coast to Coast AM. And again, we have our webmaster tonight, Ryan, has posted the image on the highlight carousel. There it is. It's an orange. I was close, Douglas. I said a grapefruit. A simple object. Now, that makes it easier, right? I mean, I guess that goes without saying. The simpler the object, the easier the exercise.
Well, yes and no. I mean, last time we had that silver model airplane, it was on a stand. It had a body, and it had propellers. I pick the shapes specifically, the same as that first one that we did when you saw that travel clock that folded together and looked like a donut to you. You had the right shape, and you had sort of the color. You called it an orangey red, I think, and it was kind of a pale red. So because I know how to do this, and I'm, you know, fairly good at it, I pick a shape that's distinguishable. I pick a color that you can see in your mind's eye, and then it has some details in it. And also, I learned last time not to put my lamp over top of it. I moved my lamp out of your way, and you picked up that this was a sphere shape or so close to it. Then you picked up that it was dimpled but smooth, and then you saw it as an orangey, sort of a yellowy whitish color. So with the light on top of it, it does look a little more whitish yellow than it does orange. It's not a really red orange to start with, it's not an orange to start with. So the shape, the color, the size, and the object, I picked them specifically. They can be complicated, which I think only makes it more difficult for the mind to allow it to form or to merge into that image now, in the mind's eye. So,
are you looking at these objects? Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, it's not really simple. You saw the details of being dimpled, which I hoped. There was a line. If I look at it up close, there's a line that goes like a star-shaped line from that center point. So you did see some lines. If you started to see the lines up close, you were doing very well. But you'd already saw the object. And you did that within moments.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, we've done the experiment a few times. We've been talking over more than 20 years. And your intuition is you know, and the things we've talked about and the things you've done and the people you've met, your intuition is highly developed. And this is a perfect test for it. Now, all I did was set the stage. I cleared off the desk. I had a white desk underneath it, well lit, and you zoomed right in on it, as many of the other people did. Well, the man who saw the basket or the baseball was closest. The woman who saw the egg holder, she was sort of close because it sort of looked like an egg from looking down. You wouldn't see the depression. You would see it as a round thing. And so people were, you know, honing in on it. The fellow with the stool, it was sort of a round shape, but off. Go ahead.
So will we award a copy of the book to any of the Bill in Massachusetts at the Snow Globe?
I just talked to the lovely Gina, who is going to award the book to the man who saw it as a baseball.
Got it. All right.
If you agree, of course, you're the host.
That's the one. That's got to be the one. Yeah. So the baseball, yes. Yeah. All right. So they're going to get a copy of Conversations with the Akashic Field.
That's right.
All right.
If anybody else wants to buy one, I've got them discounted because of COVID, and I have two workshops coming up, a dream workshop February the 5th and a remote view workshop on the 19th of February, and they're reasonably priced, and it's a Zoom workshop, so we don't have to worry about COVID and stuff like that.
But all right. And they can
jamescottrell.com for more information, by the way.
Right. So predictions, prophecies for 2022. I just wanted to dive in and start with geopolitics, because as we sit here, a great deal of tension between Russia and NATO and Ukraine and Russian troops and equipment poised in three different locations around Ukraine. What do you see there? Are we going to see a full-scale invasion, a minor incursion, I think is the term the President Biden used in a press conference the other day? What do you see happening between Russia and Ukraine?
Okay. So, again, spending some time thinking about this in the past and allowing it to mull over, there's conditions attached to this. Russia's going to go into Ukraine, no two ways about that. I don't see any resistance. I don't see big battles, but I have seen, and I mentioned this on another show with yourself, that I saw civilians fighting with military individuals, and something happened, and there was a huge, almost an atomic explosion, because something went off that wasn't supposed to go off. It was something stored. I'm not sure if that's the case in Russia and the Ukraine, but I am sure that what's going to happen is going to be disturbance in Chernobyl, and there's going to be ground leakage of, let's say, bad stuff that's going to affect agriculture in Russia. I've also seen that there's going to be dead people in Russia, and that the live people won't want to touch the dead people. And somebody said to me as I was mentioning this that could be a plague in Russia. And I'm thinking it could be a plague, but it could also be radioactivity, that people are they've suffered some sort of catastrophe in Russia, and of course people don't want to touch anybody that's got fallout on them. Two other people I know have seen or had this dream. My friend Raul in Texas, he runs Chilio's restaurants, fantastic food, by the way, I've been there. He said such a dream as that. And somebody else in here in Ontario has seen an explosion. So
this and is okay. Happen. So this explosion could be Chernobyl, the nuclear plant in Ukraine.
I don't think it'll be an explosion.
No.
I see more like ground leakage of radio stuff. It could be. It could go up, but I think it's going to be triggered accidentally. Or I saw in my vision, I saw a man and a woman who were not wearing uniforms, and they were fighting against soldiers who had uniforms. The man was shot, and the woman picked up the gun to shoot or continue the fight. And then there was this huge a dome shape in the background, and it blew up. I saw black clouds everywhere. I couldn't see the language that was written in the cloud, but I knew it was some sort of warning, you know, like the writing's on the wall kind of thing. And the black clouds had orange outlines in them. I saw that clearly. So there is going to be an explosion for sure. And I'm putting the pieces together, just like we did with the orange, that this could probably come out of this situation in Russia, with the key being that something really bad is going to happen in Russia where live people won't want to touch dead people. And that's where I think if it's not a plague, then it's got to be that they'll be radioactive.
Dear Lord. Well, that is not good. And do we see it escalating beyond Russia, Ukraine? Do we see NATO getting involved at some point? Do we see this escalating into a greater conflict?
No, I haven't seen that. I can't say that it's going to happen. You know, there's predictions like I've just made. This is going to happen. This is one of those visions I've had. That is going to happen. There's going to be an explosion. And we're putting the pieces together saying it could be Russia. It could be someplace else in the world, but this is the best bet at this time. But I've not seen an armed invasion of, you know, like the First World War, where all the nations were sucked into a conflict in Europe. I haven't seen that. If anything, I think it's going to be some sort of, you know, Russia just walking into Ukraine, and not too much resistance, a lot of back and forth, bravado, but the Russians will be nice, if I can say that. I don't see them being, you know, vicious or, you know, striking airstrikes or bombs and tanks. I'd see it more like a walk-in.
And are they going to then occupy Ukraine and bring it back into the Russian fold, make it part of Russia?
The short answer, yes.
All right. Next up, geopolitically speaking, is China and Taiwan. Will the People's Republic of China launch a full-scale invasion of Taiwan?
Absolutely. That's going to be, there'll be a little, there'll be some conflicts there. There may be some, I'm saying maybe because I'm not sure, I haven't seen it, but I, what I have seen is that, that China just putting its big arm around Taiwan and it's, you know, you're back into China now. And there's not going to be any resistance at all, but there might be some military bombing, something like that. Somebody else had a dream where they saw flying torpedoes. And I said, that's not flying torpedoes. Those are cruise missiles. They saw them coming towards the east coast of America, which so I'll take that to say this is somebody else's dream I'm talking about now, not my own. So I'm saying this is one of those contributing factors, and I'm not sure if that's something that's going to happen to America or if they're seeing something in the east, which is what I think, because they were looking towards the east. Now, I've seen it as China is very powerful. They are not brutal. They've never in their history attacked another country to take it over like other countries, the British, the Germans, the Japanese, different countries. They've always used force. China's never done that. So in this case, they're not going to really try to use military force, but they're just going to walk in and take it over. They're pretty aggressive. They're into all the major ports around the world, the Panama Canal, the Suez Canal. They own all that, or they have control over those ports. And so basically it's kind of, okay, you want to play hardball, we'll just close the ports, and everybody else in the shipping industry is in trouble. Remember on your show, I predicted some time ago there were going to be shortages of clothes, T-shirts, and whatnot, and that was me having a glimpse of what was going on in the West Coast with all the containers and the difficulties of shipping across the country. This is the same thing. They're going to use their economic muscle rather than force.
And what about the timing of China's taking over of Taiwan?
Things are close. I'm thinking this year, this year or shortly beyond. There's, we've done it before where I've said things and they haven't quite happened within the year. It happened a little bit later. So I'm saying this is close. This is at hand right now. And also,
Will it be timed? Will the Chinese invasion of Taiwan be timed closely with the Russian invasion of the Ukraine? Because maybe both of these countries are thinking, well, the United States can't deal with two invasions at one time, so let's work together and pull these invasions off simultaneously. Does that make any sense? Do you see something like that happening?
I felt that. I didn't see it. I felt it. That was a really good observation on your part. I think that's exactly, China is ever patient, and we're watching for, you go first, no, I'll go first. And when Russia goes in like that, the president and other parties around the world, including, ours in Canada, they all are obligated to help. But they don't want to help because they don't want to be sucked into some, cesspool of having a big fight going nowhere. And that's when China will make its move. I'm not going to rule out that there won't be missiles used, or there'll be a resistance somewhere there, but it'll be in Taiwan or in China's area, but it'll be almost a nothing burger. That is to say, if military might is a nothing burger compared to what could happen. But anyway, yes, I agree with you. My feeling is that as soon as Russia makes the move, China will make a move, and so we have to watch out for the North Korean guy too. He's crazy.
Ah, okay. Well, let's talk about the Hermit Kingdom. What do you see happening? There's been some rumors that the leader in North Korea is ill. He's looked thinner than he has, Kim Jong-un. What do we see happening with North Korea in 2022?
Something happened to him when he was really fat. chubby, if you will, and then he slimmed down. It was either an assassination attempt or he had some heart problems. He disappeared off the world stage for a while. He wouldn't travel anywhere. I thought he had a heart attack at that time, and then maybe had, something like an assassination attempt. He's turned into much more of a strong man since he's, you can look in his face and you can see it's meaner. I think he's no doubt, he's arrogant enough that he'll throw bombs at people or missiles. He loves to cause difficulty. And that last missile attack where on the West Coast, the airline shut down flights, I could see him laughing his head off. That's what I could see in my mind's eye. So we can expect more of that. And then somewhere there might be a mistake, but he's just crazy.
Canada's Edgar Casey, Douglas James Cottrell, douglasjamescottrell.com. Now, when you wrote the book, The New Earth, A Prophetic View of Our Future, that was what, 2012, 2013?
I published it in 2011. That's right.
2011. Were you in a quantum meditative state when you wrote that book? In other words, you dictated that book to your son?
Well, it was more like a research group. We had about 11 or 12 people. It was put together. We did 24 what we would call quantum meditation sessions, where I was asked questions by the group on all kinds of subjects. And the book was then edited expertly by my son. He's got a BA in English Lit, so he knows what he's talking about, master's actually. And he put it together in such a way. So far, the last count, we had 87 of those predictions in that book come true, and more happening every day. It's a fantastic book to look at as a historical record. But when we wrote it and published it, and I had friends of mine saying, Douglas, I couldn't read the whole book. It's so terrible, the future. Well, what we're living through right now is really bad. What they were reading back then was tame comparison to what we're living through right now.
But we've got to take a time out. We'll come back. More prophecies and predictions for 2022 on Coast to Coast AM. Sitting in for George Norrie. Say hello on Twitter at Richard Serrett. Just checking my Twitter feed, which I had neglected to do earlier. And I have to say congratulations to BizMac on Twitter. And this is timestamped 45 minutes ago. 45 minutes ago. And BizMac said, it's an orange. It's an orange. Way to go, Bismarck. So So 45 minutes ago takes us to, about quarter to the hour in the previous hour. And he guessed an orange and I guessed a grapefruit. So Bismarck, outstanding, outstanding. All right. A peculiar piece of footage from England shows a puzzling winged anomaly, which some have likened to the legendary Tooth Fairy, fluttering outside a family's home. The strange scene was reportedly captured last Sunday evening by the doorbell camera of Alicia Stoddard's residence in the town of Hemel Hempstead. While visiting her parents' house in the community of Clacton that night, the security alarm alerted her to something strange happening back at her home. When she checked her phone to see what had triggered the camera, Stoddard was stunned to see what appears to be a small white figure bearing a sizable set of wings. She said, my first thought was, oh my God, it's a fairy, she recalled. We were racking our brains trying to think of what it could be and Googling possible culprits. However, Stoddard says they were unable to find what sort of prosaic creature could account for the sprite-like anomaly. None were matching the outline and size of the image, she explained, leaving her family convinced it's the Tooth Fairy. And as one might imagine, Stoddard's three children were particularly enchanted by the video, especially her son, who is a believer of all things magical and just so happens to be sporting a loose tooth at the moment. You can check out the story and the video in the highlight carousel up at coasttocoastam.com. See if you can figure out what is that thing. All right. Tonight, that's Saturday night into Sunday morning. Join Connie Willis right here on Coast as she discusses widower relationships and relationship coach Abel Keough. He's a relationship coach and a remarried widower. Abel Keough will join Connie and talk about how he has successfully helped thousands of women know whether the widower they're dating are ready for a serious relationship, while also helping widowers understand what it takes to overcome grief and open their heart to another woman. That's tonight, Saturday night into Sunday morning, right here on Coast to Coast AM with guest host Connie Willis. Back to more prophecies and predictions for 2022 with Canada's Edgar Casey, right after these, right here on Coast to Coast AM. And we're back with Douglas James Cottrell, Canada's Edgar Casey, trance clairvoyant, spiritual healer, teacher, published author, who demonstrates many abilities studied by Noetic Sciences. The website, douglasjamescottrell.com, C-O-T-T-R-E-L-L, douglasjamescottrell.com. All right, what do you see coming up this year regarding inflation? Are we going to continue to see rapid inflation? How high will it go?
Well, I don't think it's going to be too much because the economy can't stand it. We have a lot of difficulties. We don't have people working. You know, people who would be the immigrants who would normally come in the country and take the laborious jobs aren't there. So a lot of businesses are in difficulty. And so I'm seeing inflation. They're already venting it. They're talking about it. And I talk about the Fed Bank and others. There'll probably be two or three mortgage hikes. Now is the time to lock in if you have a mortgage at a really low rate for as long as you possibly can, or to pay it off. So inflation's here. Gold's going to go up to about $2,400, silver to about $50 slowly. We're going to see cryptocurrency that's in a bubble that might burst. It's already from 68,000, I think it was the top, down to 43,000. So that's, you know, down a third. The economy is all shaky. I haven't seen the stock market crash, but it is coming. I'm not sure when. And so the economy is fragile. And I've told people, get out of debt, buy some silver or gold coins and keep them in your pocket or, in a safe place in your house.
$2,400 for gold per ounce, U.S. When do you see that happening? In 2022?
Soon. It could be this year or in the next a little bit. But gold's, showing signs that it's staying over 1,800, and it's getting pretty close to 1,900, which was its all-time high back when I used to trade gold and silver back in the day. So once it gets past the old highs of 1,900, then the permission. I had a vision or dream in which I was told gold will go up when they allow it. So we have artificial suppression of that. Can I run through a couple of these predictions for you? Because I know we're getting short on time here.
Yeah.
The one, Queen Victoria or Queen Elizabeth will pass her crown this year. Bernie Sanders and the independents are going up the middle in the next election. Independents will be very strong. There is the London, in Canada, the Parliament buildings are going to slip into the water by an earthquake. I think that has something to do with that Madrid fault that goes up through the center. I've seen the Parliament buildings slide down the hill on the Ottawa River into the water. There's going to be meat shortages. Large animals and cattle are going to mysteriously die. There will be an internet shutdown sometime. I'm not sure when that's going to be, so be prepared. There's a lot of buzz out there on the internet right now about something happening in February on an internet shutdown. I have not seen that, but it will come in the not too distant future.
When you say a shutdown, you mean like a government kill switch?
Something like it's just going to surprisingly not be there one day. So I'm not sure if that's one of those electric or those magnetic pulse things or bombs or whatever, but it's going to happen. It's coming. The cyber attacks are increasing. Today in New Mexico, Albuquerque, if I said it right, there was a shutdown by cyber attacks. That's going to be more prominent. It's going to be discovered that during the previous administration and towards the end, there was cyber attacks in some of the main departments of the country, and it's still going on, although it's not widely set. We're going to see, this is not so nice, but the president and the vice president should have extra security. I think there's going to be attacks on their life by people dressed as policemen. what else are we going here? On the bright side, you know, humans will be on another planet. I don't think that's going to happen this year, but I've seen it where there will be colonizing of another planet. And I believe Mr. Musk, if he's listening to me, I have a solution. I've seen it for how to fly heavy equipment into space that he hasn't thought of yet. Let's see, meat shortages, large animals. I think I said they were going to die mysteriously.
What do you see happening with COVID? Is Omicron COVID the last gasp?
Yeah, COVID is like I think we predicted it on your show, where it was going to be very scary right away, but then very soon it's going to flatten off and dissipate. And that's what I think. It's going to be like AIDS and herpes and hepatitis. We're going to live with it. It won't be gone, but we're going to learn to live with it.
And when will it be over the pandemic stage and into an endemic stage? When will that be, by the spring, or when will that happen?
Yeah, I can see it like a bell curve going down and flattening out. So we're on the way down on the bell curve. I don't see any new variants. You know, I just see people living with it. I've lost at least 3 friends in the last 2 weeks to COVID, and other people are infected. So it's kind of like we're tolerating it now. It's really bad right now, but it's going to taper off, and it's almost going to go away.
All right. You got a few more, and then we'll go to the calls, Douglas.
I had, just before the show, I had an impression of Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell. I saw Rudy behind bars, hanging on the bars, you know, wearing a striped outfit almost like he was a criminal. I did not see Sidney behind bars, but those two are well into criminal charges. Let's see. We're going to, there's going to be problems with those little babies that were taken away from their parents in the next few years. There's going to be, it's a smoldering fire that there's going to be retaliation on that. Let's see. The reason Joe Manchin and Sinema are dragging their feet, I just discovered this today, that their term for election isn't up until January the 3rd, 2025. So they've got nothing to lose in the next you know, couple of elections. So that's why they're kind of being difficult. I do think the Democrats are in huge problems. On the probability list, the former president may come back in 2024. I'm giving that a better than 50% chance. I'm not, because I've had conflicting views of that, where I've seen him, he's come over and he shook my hand and told me I wasn't such a bad guy. And then I've also seen him, you know, nobody paying attention to him. And those guys that are doing the false electors who sign those false documents for the Electoral College, they're in deep, deep doo-doo. I think they're in, you know, I can see them, some being arrested and some in jail and some getting away. And I think that's through my list. The world flooding continues. The world's wobbling at an excessive rate. And I have seen, you know, Africa, the continent of Africa shrinking, meaning the floodplain around the continent shrinking. I've seen floodplains coming up all along the East Coast and the West Coast as well. So that's happening now. I had predicted that there would be 2 lakes around the city of Barcelona in Spain. There were 2 rivers there now. I've also seen San Sebastian in the north flooding, and that's happening right now. So that will probably be more severe this year. That we're just heating up, and all these things I've seen over a period of time here. So I'm kind of, I know we're running out of time, so I'm trying to speak quickly to get them in. So the world's in jeopardy. There's going to be crop failures. There's going to be animal, mysterious, you know, meat animals, disease or difficulty. Nobody's going to know why they're dying en masse. Whether it's sabotage, I don't know. But my other people, I've seen my friend, again, at Chalio's restaurant, his lovely wife has seen these things happening as well. And these are my friends in Texas. I care very much about them. I like to go to Texas. I think something's going to happen with your boys. They're going to make you really proud. They're going to surprise you. I'm not sure if he's going to go into show business or movie business, but there's something, one of your boys or both of them are going to be in show business. somebody's going to want to make a movie about me.
Wow. Fantastic.
You know, I'm not just saying that. I've had dreams of over. I've seen it before. Somebody wants to do a, who would want to do a story about me, you know, but it seems like.
Well, it's quite a story, Douglas. It's quite a remarkable story. Let me grab a couple of quick calls. On the wild card line, Steve is in Casa Grande, Arizona. Steve, welcome to Coast. Good morning.
Thank you. You were talking about why are the Democrats so lousy? Like, why are they, you know, like, why would anybody vote for a Democrat when they make everything so lousy? They make the, everything is just so screwed up.
All right. Well, he did say that he sees, you know, they're going to have a hard time in the midterms. I think, you know, I think the writing is on the wall as far as that goes in terms of the polls and so forth. Did you want to add anything, Douglas?
Yeah, the answer to that is the independents are going to be more popular. I had a dream where the independents were coming up the middle. And, you know, to give you an unbiased, because I'm not interested in politics. I don't vote. I have, you know, nothing to do with it, is that there is an obstructionist in the Republican Party difficulty. They're not proposing anything. They're just obstructing everything. And the Democrats, they can't get along with each other. You know, Michigan Seminole are, that's, thank you for reminding me. I think they're on their way to becoming Republicans in 2025.
All right.
So that's why there's that's why this man is right. That's why the Democrats can't do anything. Why would people vote for the Democrats? Well, because they believe in them. You're all Americans, right? And they just have a different perspective or point of view. And the Constitution says everybody has the right, you know, equal under the law. And so if some people disagree with you, there shouldn't be this, in my humble opinion now, there shouldn't be any kind of condemnation or name calling. It should be like, hey brother, you're an American, I'll fight to the death for your right to vote, but I don't agree a word with what you have to say or believe. That's how it should be.
Well, we have to get back to that one day, hopefully. Yeah. Angela is in New York City. Angela, good morning, welcome to Coast.
Oh, thank you. When he first said there was an object on his desk, I saw an orange immediately.
Ah, you did. Well, congratulations. That's great, Angela. You've got the gift.
And I had another question. Was that mental telepathy, since it happened so fast?
Not at all. Not at all. I set the stage. This is why I teach people how to remote view or how to interpret their dreams, because I'm so experienced at it. I set the stage properly, and I've got the thing well lit, and it's all by itself. And you immediately, your mind went and saw the orange. I had not any, if you listen back on the show, and many people do, I not hinted at it. And even when Richard started to say things, I begrudgingly said, yes, you're getting close. And that was so that we wouldn't tell other people or hint to other people or give it away. And what you saw, that was just, that's how it's supposed to work. Your intuitive mind just went zing right to the point and you saw the orange.
All right, Angela.
You're talented.
Well done. Well done, Angela. Let's see. We've got Carl is in Boston. Carl, welcome.
Hi, Richard. Thank you for taking my call. Yes.
My pleasure.
Yes, sir. I was just going to say, I guess racquetball, but it doesn't matter. What I was going to ask you, if you wouldn't mind going through real briefly, I know we don't have much time, but just how you would relax and see the image, if there's any steps. Thank you.
All right. He wants a bit of a crash course in remote viewing in 2 minutes or less.
Okay, well, how about 10 seconds? One, you breathe very deeply. Two, you close your eyes and you look for a blank screen in your mind's eye. And you continue to breathe very slowly, exhale very slowly. That's the key. And then you look up in your mind's eye at the object. And when you look up, whatever comes to your mind, a dot, a circle, whatever it is, you just look at it and you wait for it to develop. That's the basic. I'm doing a remote viewing course. You might want to take it on, February the 19th, I believe it is. 22. And it's a reasonable rate. It's on Zoom. Come and take that course and you'll be able to do what Richard did tonight.
All right. Again, the website, DouglasJamesCottrell.com. All right. Well, there we have it. Remote viewing experiment number 4 in the books, Douglas, I'd have to say a success.
Okay. Well, if I could get one more plug in for my new international school of the Prophet's Church, if people are interested in spiritual healing and helping people do remote healing, and you want to come to a metaphysical place where we have spiritual services on Sunday, it's the International School of the Prophets, plural.com, and you can find all about it there. And we have people from all around the world. We're trying to become a voice and a light of hope for around the world. If you feel drawn to me or drawn to this, this is the place to start. It's brand new. We're about 6 weeks into doing Sunday services. And that, my friend, is thank you for the opportunity to give that a plug. You did fantastic tonight, Richard. Absolutely fantastic.
I'm feeling pretty good about it, I have to tell you. I am feeling pretty good. Douglas, always a pleasure. We'll talk again soon, I hope, my friend. All the best.
Anytime. Take care.
All right. When we come back, 2 hours of open lines right here on Coast to Coast AM.